The federal government is a big enterprise, the biggest one in the world. Now that sounds obvious, but the government often fails to act like an enterprise. And that leads not only to waste, but also to agencies not being as effective as they could be. The next president, whoever it is, could help forge a more enterprise-like government with a strong focus on management. The Partnership for Public Service and the IBM Center for the Business of Government hosted roundtable discussions on this topic. Joining me with what they found out, Dan Chinnock, Executive Director at the IBM Center. Dan, good to have you back.
Good morning, Tom. Good to be here.
Tell me about the roundtables, the types of people that you had, and what the general purpose here was.
So the roundtables are part of an overall management roadmap effort that the IBM Center and the Partnership for Public Service are collaborating on, which helps to feed management issues into the transition planning cycle at an earlier stage than has existed in the past. Most of the times, the transition teams focus on issues regarding agency policy, agency personnel and practice, and occasionally cross-agency goals that are consistent with what the president articulated as a candidate. With this year, there's an earlier attention to transition planning, and that's in part based on new legislation that enables GSA to work directly with the transition teams from both parties, even after the convention, and also to work with agencies in the transition out process as they get ready to prepare their career leadership to work with new political officers who will come in next year. So we took advantage of this momentum with the partnership to develop a management roadmap as part of the partnership's overall Ready to Govern effort, which basically provides for a number of capacities that can help transition teams and new administrations get off to a fast start working with Congress and working with their new politicals. And in order to do that, we pulled together a set of roundtables on a series of different topics, including this topic, enterprise government, and brought together experts both from government today as well as from government in the past and stakeholders that have supported government in this area to explore these issues.
Yeah, looking at the list of people that participated, you've got a few current people in government, but also those that served a long time in career capacity and a few that served in political capacities for both parties.
That's correct, and it was a very rich discussion with lots of different options and angles to think about. How do you create a government that works across agency boundaries to address priorities for efficiency, effectiveness, and outcomes on the mission side, where agency missions cross lines and involve multiple players? And then we were fortunate to have an expert author who's been writing about this and similar subjects for many years, Jane Fountain, who was able to attend and then pull together the observations at the roundtable into the report that we are reading today.
What are some of the major recommendations that you came up with?
The major recommendations really fall into two parts. One is focuses on the discussion at the roundtable and recommendations that the participants had. And then Jane Fountain took the roundtable information and basically developed a framework in more depth around specific ideas that came out of the roundtable. And this is a similar model to a report that we issued from a prior roundtable around human capital leadership and how SES leaders can work with incoming politicals that was released a few months ago, written by Doug Brook at Duke University. In this case, the roundtable discussion really focused on four areas. The first was developing strategic objectives in the first instance. So not relying so much only on the transition team to basically say agency by agency, what are the key strategic priorities, but enabling the transition teams to have cross-agency structures that carry forward cross-agency objectives, which might range from environmental protection to food safety to national defense. The second area was really to strengthen those cross-agency institutions. Things like the President's Management Council and the Chief Information Officers Council, the Chief Financial Officers Council, other cross-agency councils that can be leveraged and coordinated effectively from the beginning to implement those cross-agency priorities. The third area was around basically establishing certain mission priorities and then creating structures that can implement those priorities quickly and at similar purposes with similar objectives, as opposed to kind of leaving the implementation at a high level for the priority and then leaving the implementation to individual agencies.
We're speaking with Dan Chinnock, Executive Director of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Having had these recommendations put together by a team of people that the next administration really ought to listen to, what are you going to do with the report?
The report will go to a number of audiences. We will, of course, make it public and get it into currency as we're doing now in terms of influencers within government and those outside government who are thinking about how to make a new administration effective. And that can be both people in the Washington circle that are looking at how do they help a new administration as it moves forward following a convention, help a new candidacy coming out of each major party, as well as the transition teams themselves that will be established coming out of that process, which will really ramp up in the summer and then move more quickly after the election to really implement and come together with a series of teams that address these key priorities.
And Dan, every time an administration leaves, there are always some initiatives that seem to be so manifestly worthwhile, that are so manifestly non-political, that you wonder why the next group just doesn't pick it up and run with it. When the Bush administration left, the program assessment rating team, the PART process, seemed like something pretty good. And there have been several initiatives under the Obama OMB that seem worth keeping for whoever comes in next. How can a new administration be encouraged to just put politics aside a little bit and just keep going with something that has momentum already in the bureaucracy?
That's one of the goals of the report and this process, is to create a frame of reference from the current administration and the initiatives that are working well to demonstrate that continuity from those initiatives can support whoever the next president is. For example, the report talks a lot about this administration's shared services activity as a part of a mission support agenda that can create a foundation to make for a more effective government in the achievement of the priorities from a policy and management perspective of the next president, and talks about how to continue the momentum of that activity going forward.
And one of the interesting ideas I saw near the back of the report was the idea of having a White House chief operating officer. Tell us more about that one.
This is the thought that the White House really can drive a lot of activity across the agencies working with the Deputy Director for Management. The OMB Deputy for Management has many, many responsibilities, chairs many of the interagency councils, works with OMB to implement management and budget integration. And there are a set of cross-agency goals, for example, in this administration, the cross-agency priority goals, that will likely recur in the same or different form in a future administration. And the concept that was discussed at the roundtable and that Jane Fountain talked further about in her report is that to have a White House chief operating officer that's modeled after similar roles that we've seen in other countries, for example, the UK, would create a driving force from the center of government to enable agencies to work together and have the imprimatur of the president and the chief executive office in achieving those goals very effectively.
Would that person be able to work in concert with the director of the OMB?
Yes, that's the one of the major parts of the premise of this recommendation, is that the COO and the director of OMB would work together, just as the director of OMB and the deputy director for management now work with the heads and deputies of the other policy councils in the White House.
And you would keep the federal CIO position?
Yes. That this report doesn't make any recommendations to shift OMB leadership positions from their current form.
All right. Sounds like a good read. Dan Chinnock is executive director of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. As always, thanks so much for that update.
Sure, Tom. Thanks for having me.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.